5 WMFO Medford.
Choo choo, choo choo. We started thinking CD players kind of skipping there. I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name. The original writer of Mach Go Go Go. That was a Japanese version of Speed Racer. The opening theme. Come on, stop that! Johnny Bond Hot Rod Lincoln from 1960. The Bossed Weeds, Run Pussycat, Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill. Goes by a few terms. It's the theme, opening song of the Faster Pussycat Kill Kill movie, 1966. Johnny Burnett, The Train Kept a Rollin' from 1958. That song done a number of times by different people. Monkeys, Last Train to Clarksville, 1966. One of the first anti-war songs, I believe. And The Clash, Train in Vain. Got my brother tuning in. Hope all is well. That's 9 minutes, that song. 9 minutes. I don't know if I can find that one. But we'll find something. I had another song queued up here, but I don't want to play it. So I'll find something else and throw it in there. You're listening to Chris and Strike the Box, WMFU, and Memphis 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFU.org.
Thank you.
Okay, finish up there. Now let's go live to the Museum of Science where my brother is working during school vacation. Take it away, George.
Hi, this is John from the Pope Ravinas from Santa Monica, California, and you're listening to Strike the Box Radio Show on WMFO 91.5 FM.
As a basement, not traveling show, freaked out rodeo on a hillside of tree-lined avenue. Gonna walk in and lose our minds down there to the sights of cigarettes twang.
We don't need to start again, just once. But let's go back to the Museum of Science and talk with George and see how the Museum of Science is going on school vacation week with all those kids. George, are you there? George? Hello, George. Apparently George has... Stop playing. No, I know what happened. Hold on. George? George, where are you, George? Hello, George. Oh, try this. George? George! George! Oh. Apparently George has lost his mind. Then again, George doesn't have a mind to lose. I should know, because I am his brother. Alright, since I messed up that block there, let me tell you what I just finished playing. Some Dean Landau with Happy Valentine's Day. Off of DLR Records. Did I get that right? I believe I did. DLR? DRL. DRL. What can I say, Dean? It's been a long couple of weeks being away, and I'm lucky I can even function, I guess you could say. Happy Valentine's Day by Dean Landau. I was, unfortunately, wasn't here last week, because I would have played that if I could. I even sent it to the DJ who was covering me. Unfortunately, maybe he didn't read his email or whatever. But go to Bandcamp and type in Dean Landau. L-A-N-D-E-W. Because he's got some wicked cool music out there. Real, real rock and roll. We started things with Dr. Specs' Optical Illusion with She's the One. Single from 1967. A Bunch of Jerks. No, they're not a bunch of jerks. The band A Bunch of Jerks with 70s Euro Minge. Off the EP Camping Weekend from Rumbar Records. And hey, if you also go to Bandcamp and type in Rumbar Records, you will see this wicked pissa compilation. It's the Rumbar Records 2019 Winter Sample. It's got 18 smash hit singles. Garage, glam, punk, pub rock, power pop, blue collar heartland, dirty blues, and swamp pop. You got people like Brad Marino, the Pee-wees, Crom Fallon, Justine and the Unclean, Stop Calling Me Frank, Nat Freeberg, Watts, Cheap Cassettes, Ham Bone Skinny, Duck and Cover, Bunch of Jerks, Gary Truman and the Yeah You Rights, Muck and the Myers, Tad Overbar and the Late Arrivals, The Dirty Truckers Right Here, Indonesian Junk, Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals, and the Laissez Fares. So get out to Rumbar Records there on Bandcamp. Check out Lose Bands, because they're pissa. Small Fations with Tin Soldiers from 1969. Papa Vinas. I believe that's how you pronounce them. Tim's Basement off their Willy Nilly LP 2019 from Zesty Smile. That's what I'm doing now. I'm smiling. Zesty Smile Records. So, check them out too. Let's see. George is trying to do something. Trying to do something there. I don't know what he was trying to do on Facebook. You can go to the Strike the Box Radio Show Facebook page if you'd like to send a message, as George is. And so there's a couple ways. And I have to figure out sometimes what happens when... oh, yes. Okay, there it is. I wasn't realizing what I was playing next. I heard on the news last night that people are injecting themselves with young blood. And there's a thing out there saying, don't do that. Don't do that. People, I guess that's the new thing. They want to inject themselves with people, young people's blood. What is wrong with you people? I got a song coming up, though. Hey, we've been playing the Woggles as my background music off their Tempo Tantrum CD from Wicked Cool Records. Check that one out, too.
Look at that. Stutter. what's your name?
Return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she dials and is told,
"Don't move, lady. We'll be right over."
Placing the phone back on the hook, she turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway. Before she realizes what is happening to her, she is rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation. Alone, fearing her escape impossible, she seeks comfort in the arms of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a... Meanwhile, back in Portland, Maine... Her husband, Don, now chain-smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars. Bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
Welcome to Bowling for Dollars.
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
Say, Don, there sure is something familiar about that bowling ball.
To which a terrified Don replies,
Oh my God! That bowling ball! It's my wife!
And the lesson we learn from this story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say, no anchovies, please.
Just like watching the detectives. Don't get cute. Just like watching. detectives. Watching the 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 execution, no solution. I'm a potato, and I'm so here. Teenage hoodlums stand in line, donate blood to pay for crime. Butchers steal doctors' tools, so pretty heads on dogs and mules. Hi-fi systems, men and parents take bodies falling down the stairs. Father-son teams split the cost of nighttime girls, but all is lost to de-evolution, self-execution, no solution. I'm a stunt man. I got eyes all around. Stone for buried treasure, human bones. Medicine men tattoo ads on 10-year-olds with sucker pads. Rockets rush to attack a cave, things fall apart while spacemen play. Now Daddy Zero drops his brown. Go down, down to de-evolution, self-execution, no solution. I'm a spud gun, I like to shoot them all.
Very sweet, yeah. Always eats the meat. Joey comes on strong, make your life is putting us on. Machine. So you're watching from the stairs, yeah, everyone that ever cared.
Oh,
Finished up there with some David Bowie with John. I'm Only Dancing, I believe, off of the Adelaide. Oh, it's a, that one is a Aladdin Sane outtake from 1973. Sad Things out with the, Coasters, Young Blood from 1957 off the Atco label. The Shags, Stop and Listen from 1967. The J. Giles Band, No Anchovies Please from Love Stinks 1980, because George wanted to hear some No Anchovies Please. Don't go to Portland. Bad place. Well, you can go to Portland. Just don't order any pizza with anchovies on it. Elvis Costello, Watching the Detectives from My Aim is True, 1977. Devo, I'm a Potato off their Hardcore Collector's Edition. That song from 1974 when they first started recording. Something like that. And as I said, we finished up with some David Bowie with John, I'm Only Dancing, an outtake off of the Aladdin sound LP, whatever. Let me get back to the music. How about some 4019s coming up next on Strike the Box here? WMFO and Mavid.
gave and took my guitar, say, your dirty barber.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what that music means? That music means I gotta collect all my stuff and get on out of here. Because my time is over. O-B-A, over. Yes, it goes by pretty quick, doesn't it? Well, let's hope that in 2 weeks I will be back here to be spinning the discs, the records, and pounding on the computer. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We finished up with The Crickets with the original version of I Fought the Law. Without, I can't think of his name all of a sudden. It just escapes me. Died in a plane crash with the Big Bopper and Richie Valens. It'll come to me at midnight. It'll just slam in my head like that. We started things off there with some 4019s with I Walked with a Zombie from Rebooted. The Sonics, Dirty Robber from Here Are the Sonics, 1965, Naughton Records. Brad Marino, a digital single, Broken Record from Rumbaugh Records. Thanks to Big Lou for sending that in. The Urges, Jenny Jenny from Psych Ward. I didn't have the year. I think it's a while ago. That's not it. And The Crickets. And it's there. It's there. I can... The name. It's... God. It's tough getting old. As a few people have told me today, and I have seen on Facebook, sadly, Peter Torque has passed away. I don't think the... I wonder if the Monkees won't be playing now in Medford. They were supposed to be playing, I believe, in March or maybe May, but anyway, that's pretty sad. So I know I've played a couple Monkee songs. I'm going to play another Monkee song. It's the ending song. No, that wasn't the... what was the... now I'm going to lose my mind. I'm trying to... let's see. Ah, I know what it was. Okay. Yeah. Let's finish today's show. No, I clicked the wrong one. Yeah, that's what this day has been like. Missing this one up, missing that one up. And I'm running out of time here, so I got to find this. Here we go. All right, folks. Take care, everybody. Listen to Chris Strike the Box, WMFO and Memphis 91.5. Let's finish up with some Monkees. How about that, huh? Sounds good to me.
The Monkees, brought to you by Kellogg.
K-E-L-L-O-Good. Kellogg's best to you.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Whip dip, Luke Scoop, son of a gun, our show is over, but we have had fun. Mad Daddy here saying thanks to you all. It's been a fun hour. I've had a ball. We'll return next week, and the way I figure this crazy wavy show's gonna be better and bigger. You can help me, frantic friend, to achieve that worthy end by whipping out a pencil or a ballpoint pen and writing to remind the management again that you dig this groove, you'd like to hear more. So show your spirit and esprit de corps. Scribble fast, scribble soon. Make a dedication, I will play your tune. Whatever you do, write to me. Mad Daddy Wiz. New York 23.
The Mad Daddy Show is an Alfred E. Newman production.
We now return control of your television set to you. Until next week at this same time, when the control voice will take you to...
Break the Box with Chris.
We're giving social media a makeover.
How many tries does it take to get the perfect photo?
The average girl spends 3 hours a day using social media.